You're listening to Special Education Matters, a regular podcast about things that matter in special education. I'm your host, Michael Bohl, and I am the proud father of an 18-year-old boy with autism. As a father to an adult with autism, I really enjoy conversations with other fathers in a similar situation. Today, I talk with advocate Vincent Caballero about his work as an advocate in special education. Vincent's dedication to his family led him to become an advocate where he works to support and help families obtain full educational placement for their children. Enjoy the conversation. Vincent Caballero, thanks so much for joining me on the program today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I want to get to know you a little bit better and have the audience get to know you a little bit better as well. And let's start off with what types of services do you provide?
I typically provide services to families with children with disabilities seeking special education advocacy supports. Some of that includes provide a review of any one given circumstance, the strength of the case, and basic information on basic rights with regards to IEP placement related services, assessment referral, eligibility determination, and document review. I also have an understanding of issues associated with behavior, learning disabilities, autism, emotional disturbance, transition to adult services, bullying, and assessment interpretation.
Sounds like quite a wide range of services. Have you always been providing that wide of a range, or have you increased what you help with over the years?
No, my background is in, I was working for a parent training information center, so we provided a wide scope of services, so it required us to communicate with parents and provide a very broad spectrum of information, basically anything zero to adult related with special education, 504, ADA. So a very broad background. I'm glad to have had that opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. And you've been doing it for a while as well, right?
Yeah, I've been doing it since 2002.
Okay. And what parts of California are you covering today?
Currently, I provide services to Orange County, Los Angeles, Riverside, Corona, and Beaumont areas in Southern California.
Okay. So, you know, there's lots of things we can do in our lives, and you decided to work as an advocate and to help and assist kids with special needs. What influenced your decisions to do that? Why decide to become an advocate?
I really can't say that there's been any one situation that influenced my decision to become an advocate. I had previously been working with children placed in residential treatment and group home settings. And at some point, I decided and was fortunate enough to secure a job in the disability field as a special education advocate. Mm-hmm. It was while I was working at a parent training information center that my passion for advocacy was ignited. So,
and what happened there? Did you find this the parents needed help, or you realized that they were just getting so much benefit from the information you were giving them, perhaps?
On both accounts, yes. It was... It is extremely beneficial that they could find somebody to reach out to, families who are extremely unfamiliar with the special education process, and to mm-hmm. have an individual that they could connect with and who could provide them further support and guidance on how to navigate the system. And it just really became a passion for me. I also have a son with autism who's an excellent example. Uh-huh. Of what individuals with disabilities can achieve with the appropriate advocacy, knowledge, supports, and patience. So,
And if I remember correctly, he's an older gentleman, right? In his 20s, if I remember?
He's a young man, 26-year-old, with autism, classic autism. He's nonverbal and has done extremely well. Actually, lives independently with supported living staff, and has a job in the community. He's doing extremely well.
How much do you think having, like, as you know, I have a son with autism too, having a child with autism or any special need, how much do you think that helps for you when it comes to talking to and relating to parents in a similar situation? Maybe they just have a young child and they're just starting, for example.
It's extremely important from the standpoint of understanding the intricacies of what it's like to raise a child with autism and their different needs with respect to maybe speech and language and sensory. So yeah, it's extremely beneficial.
Now, working as an advocate has its interesting parts, and it certainly must have its challenging parts as well. Like, what do you find the most interesting part of being an advocate?
For me, quite frankly, it's the research involved for me in helping a parent. I enjoy reviewing information and finding information that leads to new facts and leads a case in a totally new direction. For instance, I was working with a youth who had an individual transition plan that stated upon his graduation mm-hmm. he was going to secure employment as a firefighter. And so to better determine this as an appropriate goal, I conducted a search on the Bureau of Labor Statistics and found out that for every one firefighter opening, there were 1,000 applicants. So that wasn't really wasn't a realistic transition goal. So we revised the ITP so that he would become an emergency medical technician, which had a lot more openings and allowed him to gain experience while he was waiting to join a fire department. So I really enjoy that.
Oh, good. And let's talk a little bit about the challenges. I mean, there's challenges from school districts, from the children themselves, from parents who are upset or deeply involved in their child's future. What sort of challenges do you find are really come towards you as you work as an advocate?
Recently, you know, challenges I've experienced is that clients have waited too long to seek advocacy supports, and unfortunately, by the time that they've sought assistance, their child is well into their high school education and close to graduation. So
at that point, it's more difficult to, I guess, recover from some of the lack of services or the needs that the child had at an earlier age, perhaps.
Exactly. It's kind of hard to play catch up. There are some options with respect to going on a certificate track and extending a placement, child's placement in the school district, but often mm-hmm. that's not an option.
So, Vincent, what's some of the, if somebody wanted to reach out to you, how could they get a hold of you? What's a good way to contact you?
Well, the best way to contact me is by telephone, certainly. My telephone number is 714-363-8034. They can also contact me by fax, which is 657-221-0501.
Okay, and I'll make sure to have all that information on our website in the show notes. Vincent, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to another edition of Special Education Matters. For more information, including show notes, head to our website, csnlg.com/listen. And if you like what you hear, please consider giving us a review on iTunes. Those reviews bring us lots of happiness. I'm your host, Michael Bull, and we will talk again soon.